accept that, the thing that we have in common is the following. Drink more than we want to. And you know me, I don't get excited about the language of that, primarily because the language of that is what turns lots of people off. And I guess it's about lowering the barriers to entry, if you know what that means. You make it as easy as possible for people to identify, and for me, the easiest way to identify for me personally is if there isn't any language. And I understand that that doesn't sit well with everybody. I don't use the word alcoholic, because I think the word alcoholic is a barrier to entry. And I don't think it's necessary to say, quote, I'm an alcoholic, end quote, to quit drinking. I don't think it's required. And maybe once you quit drinking for some period of time, you then later say that you're an alcoholic, but I actually don't care whether we ever evolve to that place. And when I say we, I really mean me. I don't really care if I ever evolve to that place. I'm sober now. I'm living a sober life. But even better and more important than that, I know for sure that I'm a happier person sober than I was as a drinker, as a drinking person. And that's it. Like, to me, that's enough. That's enough of a reason. That's enough. And all of the other differences of people who've had DUIs, or people who've had low bottoms, or people who have high bottoms, the reality is, drink more than we want to is the common denominator.